the forces of darkness are just as real as they've ever been. We can turn on the news, you know that. In fact, there's never been a time when there's been such an all-out attack against the church more than I've ever seen in my life. I'm talking about an all-out attack. I thank God that you're here this morning. I thank God that you have, amen, we got a good church. Can I get a witness there? We got a faithful church. Thank God that you love the Lord. But listen, when John identified last day battle, he said in Revelation chapter 12, part of verse number 12, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." How many knows the devil knows he's got a short time? And I'm going to tell you, he'll do everything he can today to try to get you off the wall. He'll try his best to get you to come down. Never in history, in all of history, has there been such an assault against the church. Never in history has there been such an assault, amen, against the Christian. I'm talking about people of God. And I'm talking, they're being bold with it, Brother Keith. They're being bold with this assault that's coming against conservatism. Can I get a witness there? Being bold against, amen, Christianity. Never before have people with so much doctrinal knowledge been so confused about the truth. I'm talking about they know what's right. They know right from wrong. Amen. But they're convinced. Amen. They're being deceived by the enemy. They're being deceived by they're believing a lie. The Bible says, believing a lie and being damned. Never has there been such pressure on pastors, such pressure on preachers, amen, just to stay in the mirror. You wouldn't believe, amen, how the enemy in the last 5 years has tried to pressure this preacher. Well, you need to back up just a little bit. You need to soften up just a tad. I'm telling you, friend, it's a more of a battle, amen, than you think it is. I'm talking about pressure on pastors and preachers. Never has there been such a pull on the church by the world to succumb, amen, to lesser commitment, amen, to succumb, amen, to weaker devotion, to succumb to less ministry, amen, when it comes, amen, to proclaiming the gospel. Never have godly marriages been under such an attack, amen, that the devils are bringing against husband and wife. Amen. Against marriage, never has it been such a struggle, amen, to live separated and holy lives. I mean, man, it's one thing. I think one of the preachers said last night, it's one thing, amen, to say it from the lips, amen. But it's another thing to say it from the heart. The Bible says from out of the heart, amen, out of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I'm talking about it. Never have we been in a day to where, amen, people, I'm talking about, glory to God, a pull, amen, and a struggle to live separated from this world. Everything, amen, we got everything at our fingertips. Peter called his generation an untoward generation. Amen. In other words, it was an unexpected, it was an inappropriate, it was an inconvenient. Amen. He called it an untoward generation. I wonder what he'd say about our generation today. If his generation was an untoward generation, what would our generation be called today? And I believe while men die, the spirits that drive them don't die. Men die, but the spirit that drives them don't die. Listen, I believe the subtle spirit of Sanballat here in Tobiah that tried to talk Nehemiah down from the wall, it's still alive, church. It's still, by the way, you're going to be more pressured not to be back tonight than you've ever been pressured. You're going to be pressured, amen. I'm talking about just because it's the first day of the year, the devil ain't going to stop his tactics. Just because, amen, we're in a new year, amen, the devil's still going to try his best to keep you. Amen. You know what? I sort of, amen, this morning, we didn't have Sunday school because we were so late, amen, last night. I didn't get in bed until probably after 2 o'clock this morning, amen, and we done that. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I wonder if I made the right decision by not having Sunday school this morning. Amen. You know that? That's not... Hey, what would have been a little bit of sacrifice of sleep? Somebody help the preacher. Amen. And I'll be honest with you, I'll say, God, have mercy on me, and God, forgive me. And sometimes, amen, hey, if you're not careful, we'll succumb. The devil tries to get us to succumb. I know some of you said, thank God you didn't have it till 11 o'clock this morning. Yeah, but you know what? Here's the first day of the year. We didn't have Sunday school. I'm just being honest with you. All God's people saying. Amen. So you say, preacher, I see the devil never stops trying to get us. Amen. And by the way, if he can keep you out of Sunday school, oh, let me just say this. I think our Sunday school teachers, amen. Now listen, we'll get this down to the nitty gritty. We still need to have perfect attendance. Sunday school, hey, you teachers, hey man, we need to start rewarding them every 3 months for their perfect attendance. All God people say, are you deacons, are you all right with that? Hey man, to try to, hey man, Keith was shaking his head, where's my other? You all right with it? Amen. Glory to God. What be wrong with that? Listen, I'm talking about perfect attendance. See, we've already got in our mind, we're not going to make it. We're not going to have perfect attendance in Sunday school. You know why? Because that's the tactic of the devil to get us down off the wall. Do you know Sunday school helps your children? Do you know Sunday school helps you? You say, I don't like my teacher. Shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth, amen. If you prayed hard enough about your teacher, amen, let me tell you, I'll say it again. If you prayed hard enough about your teacher, whether you liked it or not, you'll still get something out of it. Amen. You just ain't praying hard for your teacher. All God people said. Hallelujah. I mean, listen, never has there been a push and a struggle. Amen. The subtle spirit of Sanballat there, listen, the spirit of oppression and discouragement is doing everything it can to get us to surrender. Amen. Amen. To the pressure, get us to question our faith, get us to lessen our efforts, get us to ignore our walk. Amen. And forsake the place of our calling. That's what the devil does. He wants us to could succumb to all of those things. If there was ever a time we need to stay committed, how many enjoyed those sermons last night? We need to refocus our focus. And then we need to be content with what we have. All God's people said, both them men preached the gospel. Both them men, amen, told us the truth. All God's people said, amen. I'll say it again, though. Amen. The oppression and discouragement, the devil's doing everything he can to get us to surrender to the pressure. Question, are we saved? Listen, if there was ever a time we need to stay refocused, hold the truth, contend for the faith, continue the work, amen, to where unto we are called, it's now. We're not to stay. We ought to make up our mind this year. I'm not missing a Sunday school, amen. I'm not missing a Sunday school. I'm not missing a service. And you say, you the vacate, amen, I vacate. Hey, amen. Hey, if you don't watch it online, amen, find you a place to go to be in the Lord's house. All God people said. And when you go on vacation, you can still find your Sunday school to go to work to somewhere. Problem is, amen, when we vacate on God and everybody else. The truth will set you free. All God's people said. We need to stay. Now listen. I believe, amen, it's a time to fight. I believe it's a time to stay focused, get our faith back. Amen. But so what are you saying? In other words, the enemy is trying to get and talk. He was trying every tactic to talk Nehemiah down from the wall. He was trying, and listen, in 2023, he's going to try his best to talk us down. Amen. From the work. I've never seen in my life, I mean, Nehemiah called the building of the wall a great and large work. And let me tell you something, it was a great and a large work. But in chapter number 4, if you'll take time to read verses 7, it says, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. In other words, they got mired. Listen to what verse number 8 said, and conspired inspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Let me tell you something. We've got some people, amen, that got, hey, the devil's got his eye on you, and he has conspired to stop going home Free Will Baptist Church. He has conspired to stop the ministry of going home Free Will Baptist Church. Amen. Listen, he'll stop you this year if he can. But look at verse 6. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. In other words, amen, they may have conspired to stop them, but what did they do? They prayed. Amen. They sought God. And if you do that, guess what? Hallelujah. And the Bible says they watched. They set a watch. I'm telling you something, church. You better watch your back. Amen. Because, listen, the enemy is going to fight you harder this year than he did last year. It's simple preaching this morning. I hope it'll help somebody. Amen. They set a watch. Then verse number 10, amen. It said, and Judah said to the strength of our bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. In other words, there was so much rubbish around, and it had got so decayed. But listen, verse number 11, and our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. Verse 13, therefore, Lord said, I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord. I don't care what you face this year. You just need to remember the Lord. Now listen what he said, which is great and terrible and glory to God, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. But he didn't stop there. Look at verse 16. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shield. Listen, it goes on down. They had a shield and a weapon in one hand, and they worked with the other. They had some of them, amen, standing back, amen, on the wall working. Amen. They had some standing back, amen, with their weapons ready to fight. Let me tell you something. It takes everybody in this fight. This year I need you. Paul and Betty Kijali need you this year. Somebody help me here. Ryan and Stacy need you this year. But it goes back. I need Paul and Becky. I need Ryan and Stacy. Amen. I'm talking about to stay in this thing. Amen. Tavia needs you this year. We need Tavia and her granddaughter. All God people said. The enemy will use every tactic he can to talk you down. Before you get back to the house of God this evening, the devil's going to throw something in your way to keep you. Hey, if you don't feel good, but I've never seen in my life how people, amen, are so, hey, it's just like Brother Scott preached like last night. Hey, amen, there's no fear no more. There's no fear of God no more. Nehemiah, hey, undoubtedly, he had a burden. Nehemiah did, and a call from God to go to Jerusalem, build the walls that the enemy had destroyed and burned with fire. Amen. The enemy is about, hey, by the way, the enemy is about death and destruction. That's what he's about. The devil wants to destroy everything he can. He wants your home this year. He wants your family. He wants your marriage. And some of you thought that the enemy was getting it. But I'm going to tell you something. Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. I'll say this, he wants this ministry, he wants that bus ministry to flop. He wants that bus ministry to flop. He wants our Sunday school, he wants our faith, he wants our commitment, our walk. Amen, by what? Less ministry. He wants to destroy it by less ministry, amen. Listen, but like Nehemiah, the church is called to get up on the wall, amen, and disrupt his plans. You want to disrupt the plans? Be back at church tonight. You want to disrupt the enemy's plans? Be back Wednesday night. Why into the Lord, amen, can't we get back to God's house and be faithful? Well, preacher, it only says honor the Sabbath and keep it holy, amen. But isn't it good to be able to have a midweek service that'll pump you up and get you through the rest of the week? sure it is. Amen. And some of you, amen, let me just say this. I've had people all my life, my ministry, pray I get off a third shift, pray I can get a shift I can work and come to the house of God. And when God gives them that, they still don't come. Like Nehemiah, the church is called to get up on the wall, disrupt the plans of the devil, amen, halt his campaign, stop him moving forward in the progress. And listen, the reason the devil hates this church, amen, it's because it's been given the ministry of reconciliation. All God people saying? Let me give you a little thing I looked up yesterday. That sermon audio that half of y'all, most of y'all don't even give a thought to. The sermon audio this church has been doing for 10 years, I know, or better. Amen. I don't know how many years, brother. It's been a long time, ain't broke it. Amen. That we pay monthly or maybe to get. Or say, hey, did you know that, glory to God, let me find it again. That thing has a total sermon audio. Has 1,128 sermons on it from this church. Homepage visits has over 15,000 homepage visits. December alone had 177 total plays, 123 mobile downloads, and it reached 13 countries. Sermons from this church. Do you know the devil don't like that? And I want to say, going home church, thank you, amen, for paying a monthly stay. Hey, because you'll never know the seed. Did anybody grasp what I just said? You know that Facebook ministry has over 1,600 likes, and you've got almost 1,900 people that's hit follow on this Facebook ministry. That follow. You look at some of these other churches, and I ain't trying to compare, but you look at some of these other churches don't have that near that following. What do you mean follow? Amen. That our feed comes up, all God people's head, and lets them in a wire. You ought to thank God every day. I get calls. I have preachers say, I have pastors say, Pastor, I listen to you preach all the time. I'll never forget Brandon Smith, amen, when he's running the UPS, amen, in Virginia before he took Fireview Church. He said, Preacher, I listen to you preach all the time while I'm running that UPS or that FedEx, whatever he drove. He said, I listen to you preach. Not that it's anything into me, amen, but thank God we've got a church, amen, that expands its ministry. How many's with the church? I was waiting to that to give you when I had meetings with you. I'll give you an announcement when I get done. It's 9 minutes out of 12, but we didn't have Sunday school, ain't that? Somebody say, amen. I said the enemy's about death and destruction. We're called to go up on the wall and disrupt the plans. Let me tell you something. You disrupted the enemy's plans this morning because you're in God's house. And the devil hates this church because it's got its hands in so much. How many times have I took pictures, amen, of the ones that goes on that bus route and posted and say, thank God for these that's going on the bus route. In other words, giving God the glory. And how many times has different people from churches has commented or said, man, what a great, and that we encourage, that you encourage to go get a bus and go ask, try to get a child to come to God's house. All God's people's there? Sure. What an encouragement that is. And some of you need to start off the new year. Some of you need to start off the new year right. And we need more help on that bus ministry. All God's people's there? Sure. I'm going to close in a few minutes. I'm just on my first point out of... You know the church is the only right thing left in the wrong world. The church is the only right thing left in the wrong world. You know, I don't know how long Nehemiah was on the wall before the enemy came, but when you start doing something for God, it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Listen, church is growing. How many thank God do your church is growing?
Man, I can look back, Brother Don, see where God's brought this church from to where it is now. If everybody's here this morning that could be, or well, I'll say that maybe he's not sick. If everybody was here that should have been here, we'd start having a problem and sitting. Isn't that good? Amen. It's a good problem to have. But what are you saying? Listen, I don't know how long Nehemiah done that, but when Sambala heard that Nehemiah built the wall, he was mad. The Bible says he was wroth, verse number 7, and took great indignation among the or against the Jews. He's, what do these feeble Jews? In verse number 2, I read to you, he mocked them. What will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which is burned? Listen, when that didn't stop them, when that mocking did not stop them, the enemy came and tried to talk him down. Could you imagine what Nehemiah or what they was saying, Balaam and Tobiah? Could you imagine, amen, what they were saying? Could they be saying something like, "Why, you're just wasting your time, Nehemiah. Why don't you just come on down? It's never going to get built, Nehemiah. Just come on down." I think one place, I think Nehemiah even said that they thought to do me mischief. Listen, the devil hates the very thought of you doing something for God. You know, you bus people that work on the buses, you know why it's so hard on Friday night to think, I got to get up and go to that bus visitation. You know why it's so hard for you to do that? Because the devil knows you're making a change and a difference in somebody, in one of these bus kids' lives. You know why it's so hard for you to get up and say, "Well, I would like to go to prayer service, but I'm not." Oh, and by the way, our prayer service is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Our prayer service is not on Saturday morning as of right now. It's tomorrow night we're meeting together at this church at 7 o'clock. For all those at table, at Wheeling, 7 o'clock. Amen. To come out tomorrow night and let's pray and let's call on the Lord and ask God to do great things in this church this year. How many's willing? Amen. Listen, I'm going to go on. I'm going to try to stop. Could you imagine what he was trying to say? The devil whispering in Nehemiah's ear. Let me tell you something. That's why the devil hates the very thought I said of you. Listen, why do you think it's hard for you to read your Bible? Devil hates you in that word. Faithfulness, all the youth ministries. There's a youth, by the way, this coming Saturday, there's a youth meeting. The Foothills has a youth meeting this Saturday, beginning at 3:30 to eat. They're going to have a service at 5 at Springwood. I'd like for all the youth to go. That's why he mocks our intentions. That's why he scorns our burden. That's the reason he ridicules, amen, our effort. He'll use every tactic, every mean, every method to try to discourage you, to get you to give up, amen, to get out. Listen, he'll tell you you're not good enough. Let me tell you something. There ain't nobody in here good enough to do anything for the Lord. If we had justice, we'd be on our way to hell or in hell. All got people saying? He'll try to get you to compare yourself, amen, to others, amen, that's on the wall, make you believe you don't have what it takes. Let me tell you something. He'll say you're not strong enough, amen. You ain't what you used to be, amen. Let me tell you something. The devil tell you all kind of things to try to make you believe you can't, amen, stand under the pressure. Let me tell you something. It's too tough in the battle. I've seen some of you back up on the Lord since last spring. I've seen some of you. Some of you backed up on God. You're getting ready, amen, to step up forward and get back on the wall and say, "God, just give me a sword in one hand. Get your sword in one hand, amen, and then build with the other hand." All God's people said. Andrew, can you come? Amen, I appreciate that. He'll tell you ain't strong enough. He'll tell you you're not spiritual enough. And by the way, we're none spiritual enough. He'll make you question your walk. Well, you don't pray enough, you don't fast enough, you don't get in the Word enough. What do you expect? Let me tell you something. The Bible teaches us that he's the accuser of the brethren in Revelation chapter number 12.
Listen, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John teaches us that. We're not ignorant of his devices. You know what? It's time to rise up and resist the voice of the devil and do the will of God. Listen, we don't have it all together, or we can't have it all together. The devil will tell you that this year. Well, you don't have it all together. You can't be at every service. You can't be in that bus ministry. You can't get your Bible read in a year. You can't do that visitation. Listen, the reason we get discouraged and quit is because we give up too soon. But we ain't shouting it out, are we? When the enemy came and tried to talk Nehemiah down, it ought to reminded him. Listen, I'll just say this. It should have reminded them, I'm not coming down because I'm doing too great a work. But here's the problem. Our mentality is, boy, I'm telling you, we heard some preaching last night. And we're letting our mind get so overwhelmed with other things that's the reason we can't focus, amen, on the real thing. That's the reason our mind, why did Peter sink? Anybody know why Peter sank when he walked with Jesus on the water? Oh, yeah, he walked on the water, but he ended up sinking. You know what? Peter didn't have to sink. He could have walked all the way to Jesus. But because he got his eyes off Jesus. See, that's our problem. We get our eyes off of him. And that's the reason we sink. Listen, we need to have the attitude, I'm doing a good work, so I'm not going to come down. I tell you what, it would scare me to come down. I'll be honest. I've repented. Lord, forgive me about missing Sunday school this morning. All God people said. One way I felt like I failed you. Why? Because, listen, God's preaching to me. Why do you feel that way? Let me ask you a question. Why don't you feel that way? I'll tell you why. Because we were succumbing to the flesh. Succumbing to the fleshly part. Truth will set you free. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Regardless, amen, of where you're at in your spiritual life, it's still a good work. It's still worthy of our prayer, our devotion, our sacrifice, amen, our faith, our blood, our sweat, our tears. Listen, the enemy, amen, is trying. Hey, he's trying to get you to come down off the wall because of your life, your marriage, your ministry. You say, well, my life ain't perfect, preacher. My marriage ain't perfect, preacher. My ministry ain't perfect. The church ain't. It may not be, but I got good news. 2 Corinthians 12:9, his strength is made perfect in weakness. Preacher, I just ain't able to do it. Yes, you are. Take time. Listen, you don't have to be wise enough. 1 Corinthians 1:26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are not. He says that no flesh should glory in his presence. You don't have to be talented enough. Why? Because you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You don't have to be spiritual enough. Hey, Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Listen, when I'm not enough, my God's more than enough. That was part of that verse. You say, I'm not a somebody. Who said so? The devil's good at making us believe we're nobody. But you are somebody. Listen to me. Nehemiah wasn't. Hey, you say, well, I make too many mistakes. Who hasn't? Did you know Moses was a murderer? Do you know Moses murdered somebody? Do you know David was an adulterer? Hey, I hate to bring those things up about these men of God. Peter was a betrayer. Bible says a just man falleth 7 times but riseth up again. You know what we need to do? We need to shake off the accusing voice of the enemy and get back on the wall. Listen, whatever you do, church, don't come down. Don't get off the wall. I'm going to close. There's still work to be done this year. We've got choir practice at 5 o'clock this evening. Seems like, amen, well, I'm not going to even go there. Choir practice at 5 o'clock. How many have seen the Lord use the choir more this year, this past year? How many like to see God use it more this year? Choir practice at 5 o'clock. You say, well, we don't accomplish enough. Well, we may not in certain times. But practice. Our effort, all God's people said. There's still sermons to preach. There's still songs to be sung. Oh, these young people are going to have a youth day. Ain't next Sunday the youth? Ain't next Sunday the youth? Somebody help me. Yeah, hallelujah. Next Sunday's the youth. They have youth choir practice. Let me tell you something. Them young people ought to sing every Sunday morning. All God people said? Every Sunday morning. That's reason it's important to get out of our classes early enough to get in here, get started, get the youth, amen, to sing, get the choir also, amen, to sing. The youth don't have to sing 10 songs. Listen, we're not going to keep you all day. But them young people, they're a blessing to me. And you know what? They want to sing, I'm glad, they want to sing, I'm not going to hell. They want to sing that song all the time. You ought to thank God they want to sing that song all the time. It's good. Listen, what I'm doing matters. What you're doing matters. Amen. You're not wasting your time on the wall. It's not in vain. Amen. The Bible says to be steadfast and unmovable. There's a generation that's following us. My grandkids are following me. Amen. They're keeping watch on me. Listen, when I cave under the pressure and say, hey, stay. I don't want to cave under pressure. I want to make sure that I stay on the wall this year as a pastor, as a preacher, and you need, hey, as a member of this church. I want us to stand our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. Did Nehemiah ever get discouraged? Sure.